Alan Lomax died yesterday. He was perhaps the greatest of American folklorists, whose thousands of recordings of traditional music helped inspire the likes of Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, and the Grateful Dead. Mr. Lomax's recordings also formed the basis of the Folk Music Collection at the Library of Congress. His father, John Lomax, helped start that collection. In the early 1930s, the two of them set out across the southern United States to document rural culture. In a 1990 NPR interview with Terry Gross, Mr. Lomax said he did it eagerly.
I was an anthropologist in college and a radical, and I wanted to go along to see what was happening in the South. I'd been a southern kid, and I knew that what my middle-class surround said, which was that blacks were perfectly content with their lot, was a lot of hooey. But I couldn't prove it because you couldn't get any information on the subject. Gradually, I began to learn how to get to know blacks, even though it was dangerous for them and, to some extent, for me.
Alan Lomax and his father found Huddy Ledbetter in a Louisiana prison. Huddy Ledbetter got out and went on to fame as Leadbelly. They made the first recordings of Woody Guthrie. As he and his father recorded, Alan Lomax found that the stories performers often told were as interesting and revealing as their songs. So he began to record these too. In 1938, New Orleans pianist Jelly Roll Morton came to Washington, D.C. to lay down on disc the story of the birth of jazz in New Orleans.
Naturally, I was no great friend of jazz at the time because jazz was what was driving folk music into obscurity, in my view. But this man was so fascinating that I thought I would try to find out how much, well, folklore there was in him.
Alan Lomax recorded Morton's stories of sneaking into after-hours clubs early in the morning to hear the jazz musicians.
All the pianists got off from work in the sporting houses, and they would go to this Frenchman's saloon. And there would be everything in the line of hilarity there. They would have even millionaires to come to listen to the different great pianists.
And Alan Lomax recorded Morton playing. The Jelly Roll Morton sessions were among the most important Alan Lomax made. Out of them grew the book Mr. Jelly Roll. Alan Lomax published a number of books. He also produced radio and TV programs and concerts. He traveled to England, Ireland, and the Caribbean on what he described as a mission to make voices heard.
I saw the job of the folklorist was to tell their troubles and to let their lives be known. That's what I've essentially tried to do all my life.
That life ended yesterday in Safety Harbor, Florida, where folklorist Alan Lomax died at the age of 87. The King Porter Stomp at 22 minutes before the hour.